From the front lines.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGY. From the front lines.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Now, here are your hosts, Steve and Chris.
For the most part, it's just that, like you said, that, you know, I don't know how y'all feel about it, but I would have been maybe an advocate for, I don't even see, can't even really say that, because I don't think, like you said, this defense isn't built to, you know, to sustain long drives with no rest and just constant barrage coming at them. It's not that kind of defense. So to put them in that situation, giving the Cowboys a minute 30 with no timeouts, should have never happened in the first place. But man, I'm more optimistic after this game than I was 2 weeks ago. I can tell you that the game was pretty much full for 58 minutes. This is that last minute and a half, man. It was just. I mean, it's like they mental left. That's all I can blame it on. The defense, and I was one of the many people that said that this defense would be Swiss cheese, and it was not the case tonight. It was not the case.
Oh man, that is the sound of Vic, man, the late great Vic, Chris. That means football is around the table, man. Football is here for NFL, and we dearly miss him, man. We start off every regular season with the sound of the late, great Vic, a tremendous Giants fan, a great stakeholder to this platform for many years before his passing a few years back. But we definitely got to play his voice, the sound clips, or his great sound clips, Chris. It was great to hear Vic, man. That means it's the start of Giants season. I know he would have truly loved it, man. Great community service, man. How you doing, Chris?
Emotional, man. You know, he said, when you going to come up here, homie, and hang out with the crew and see what we really do up this way? And I said, soon, set it up. And I never heard from him again, and I knew why. But, wow, man. But in memory of the great Vic, we are here.
Yes, we are. Here,
still doing the do. still flexing the way we do with this blue every single week during the season. What's up, Big Azul? What's that?
This is good, man. Nothing much, man. I'm ready to talk to the stakeholders. I'll be real quick because you already know the episodes where we could be found: iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher Apps, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify for the millennials. You can check out the Bleed Blue Show. Check out the stakeholders and their voices. In about 30 minutes from now, we're going to read off from the E-table their thoughts with Week 1, the Giants' record, their roster thoughts. Of course, about 45 minutes in, we'll get into our pick'ems for Week 1. And I think Billy Bob took it last year, if I'm not mistaken. But let's get all the stakeholders on the roll call, Chris. It's a great day. We have a lot to discuss. We're going to have to put the timer on so we can get people on, man. And everything else, are you ready to rock and roll, man?
Yeah, I'm ready to do and rock the roll and slam it like we normally do. Let's rock, man. Long time no hear.
All right now, when we bring people on, please mute your line. When you're not speaking, so we can minimize all background noise. That's all we ask for. We got the Cowboys. I have a lot of thoughts, man. But let's get the stakeholders on, because this is their platform. This is the Giants fan platform, the original platform to talk Big Blue in a raw kind of way, man. The Worm, say hello to the people. Worm, what's going on, man? How's everything?
What's up, Worm?
Hey, what's going on? Another season, huh?
Yeah, here we go again. Man. More waffles, man. More waffles. All right.
Worm, stay right there, because we'll lead off with you. We'll start off with you, DJ LeMahieu spot. A definition of lit of the ninth wonder of the world of the tailgate. Lit, say hello to the people. We're on a roll call right now.
Hey, what's going on, Steve? What's going on, Mr. Wanderlust? Welcome back to the USA.
All right. Shout out to the definition.
We good.
All right. Let's get to Lady Blue. Lady Blue, I know you have a lot to say on this roster.
No, she's
well,
not here.
Lady Blue, say hello to the people. I hope all is well.
How is everybody? Long time
pretty
no
good. How you doing?
All right.
Well, I survived the hurricane with minimum damage. A tree just
nice.
Hit my garage again, but.
Okay, okay. Hey, you're here. You're here. That's all.
As long as it didn't hit the projector. As long as it did not hit the projector so you can watch
the game. Oh, hell
no. All right, cool, man. All right. Let's bring on Kristen.
All right, let's keep rolling.
Yeah, let's bring on Kristen. And shout-outs to Kristen. Shout-outs to Kristen. Where you at, Kristen?
I'm burning up mad.
I know. I saw you. Kristen, what up? How you doing?
This is her
week. It never gets old.
This is your week.
It never gets old. I love it. I love it. Hi, guys.
Hey,
what's
evening.
Going on?
I miss you guys. It's been crazy. Good, good. I'm ready for tonight. How's everyone?
Pretty good. Pretty good. All right. We got. Yeah, this is our week, man, for the fans. I believe this is Carl. Let's bring on Carl. Carl, what's going on, man? How are you doing, man?
Good evening, gentlemen. Happy 2019, everybody. Lady Blue, Carl. My man, Liv.
Right.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Right.
Good evening. What's up, Chief?
Shout out to Carl,
hey,
man.
Things are good. Things are good. And listen, I know hope springs eternal right now going into Sunday. Hopefully we can keep the good vibe going for a couple of weeks. I think we just take it one game at a time here and just hope for good things ahead.
One more, before we move on, because, besides us being a platform to talk football, please, we already – a lot of people heading to Dallas. Shout out to the Big Blue Wrecking Crew, Dallas Metro. People are going to the Tampa, the Frontliners event in a couple of weeks in mid-September. Homecoming game, October 20th versus the Cardinals. But any update with Chicago, since we have you right now? We would like – if you have any update you'd like to spit before we get to other stakeholders on a roll call.
Yeah, I may as well get everybody get some information right now. So we are, in fact, doing our meet and greet, which will be the 22nd of November, which is that Friday when a good portion of folks will be coming in. I know most people will be coming in that Saturday afternoon. So we're going to be doing a meet and greet at our new location called Sports Corner. It's right across the street from Wrigley Field at 956 West Addison Street. We're going to have a little thing probably from about 7 or 8 o'clock until whenever Friday night. Saturday, we're playing an activity. We're not exactly sure. We want to make sure that folks that want to do other activities like dinner or go to the Festival of Lights be able to do that. So we're trying to figure out whether to do a daytime activity or a pep rally at night. I might need some help from the Giants themselves to pull that part off. But we got a little bit of time here to figure that part out. And then Sunday morning, we're doing our big Blue Chicago tailgate party. We're heading to Soldier Field, obviously, for the Giant game against the Bears. We're going to be in the parking lot from about 8 o'clock till about 11:30, 30 minutes before kickoff. We'll head on into the stadium. And right now we got about 30 people already in so far. I got a request earlier today before I got home about someone who wanted to bring 250 people along with them. I'm like, I'm gonna need some time to figure that one out. But
now,
we're gonna have a great time.
Bring them.
So things, like I said, things are progressing great, and I hope to see everybody down there. I know Chris may not be able to make it, if I remember correctly, but we're gonna try to make sure if I see him in Tampa. We will make up for that.
Well,
okay,
if you bring Kristen and Lit and Kristen in the same building, bring your liver, Carl. Bring a liver. Bring a transplant.
My flask is ready. My flask.
911 is on speed dial right now. I'm telling you.
There you go.
Absolutely.
You go.
Let's get to other stakeholder shouts, Carl. We're going to get to Carl too. Let's bring on Sarge. Sarge, what's going on? Say hello to the people, Sarge. Is he dead?
Oh, what up?
Sarge,
what's going on?
Is this
Sarge from ATL?
That is Sarge.
Yes, sir.
The one and only. What's up, man?
Nothing, man. Getting it in, yo.
Man. All right. Let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. And then we got Isaac. Bring on. Oh, yeah. It's been a minute, man. Absolutely. But it's that time of the year. We got to get you guys to spit hot fire, man. And Isaac, say hello to the people, man. How you doing, sir?
Oh, life is good. I go into my draw. I grab my 1-0 jersey. I'm ready for some Giant football. I mean, life is good.
I like that. Too cool.
All right.
Let's swing into things now. Let's do.
We're gonna lead off. We're gonna lead off with the worm, Chris. But let me say this real quick. I'm gonna take 30 seconds. I'm gonna fly through this. I love our cornerbacks. So I'm hoping on Sunday the impact of DeAndre Baker coming off the injury from the preseason, Julian Love, Valentine can make something happen. I was definitely disappointed on how they did with Alonzo Russell with the last wide receiver spot. Offensive line wise, you know, Rimmers is back in practice. He's off the injury report. But as far as the backups, you saw Wheeler on IR. Whose phone is that? Yeah. So whoever's not speaking, just mute your line real quick. Just mute your lines, everybody. Yes. Everybody mute your lines because we're getting crazy feedback. Let's see. We know Golden Tate has a 4-game suspension. I do have concerns with linebacker with Kareem Martin, Marcus Golden, Lorenzo Carter. But I do like ourselves going into a nickel coverage if we have to go into that spot. But from the we'll get to the Cowboys' perspective later on. But, Worm, can you lead off? We're going to mute everybody's line because we're getting crazy feedback. So, Worm, please lead off. What's your thought? We have your thoughts on this roster, Giants record in 2019, and how you think the matchup versus the Cowboys.
I'm a little concerned about the linebacker's position. I think Baker is, you know, he was shut down corner. I think he'll be fine. Looking at, you know, Giants defensively as well is Peppers. I'm assuming he's probably going to be matched up with Quinton's, you know, splits out if he comes down to see him, and that's going to be something that, you know, Peppers is going to have to handle and step up and play, because in the past, Witten has burned us, you know, in the seam or into the flat, so he's going to have to man up and play and mug him up and play some ball. Giants offensive line, we've been preaching this for several years now. I like the additions at guard with Zitler. Hernandez is going to have to, you know, work through the, you know, little struggles that he had in preseason. Soldier, it's the second year in the system. Hippolito, how is he going to, you know, come back and really react, you know, with this being a game time situation now where, you know, the money's on the line. How are you going to respond, you know, coming back from the injury? We saw he looked good in preseason. Now he's got to build on that and take that into the regular season. One concern at the offensive line is, Remmers, is he going to be healthy enough to go? If he's not, we're going to have to dig into the bench. Maybe get a little creative, which is something that I really hate doing, you know, right out of the gun on week one. If he's good to go, I think offensively, you know, line-wise, we'll be set, we'll be fine. You know, you don't really have to dress, you know, receivers too much. I think Ingram's going to have a heavy workload with Tate being suspended. Shepard's going to have a heavy, you know, workload this week as well. I think the Giants are probably going to, you know, look to lean more on Saquon, you know, to set the tempo on the offense and get things moving. Maybe suck the linebackers in a little bit, get them to stack the box, and then that opens up over the top with, you know, Engram or slant routes to some of the receivers. Clayton is, I believe he's out this week. You know, that would be the one person I would look to maybe, you know, try to stretch the field outside the numbers. So it's probably going to be a lot of, you know, I'd say, you know, probably dink and dunk, quick slants, maybe some bubble screens, play actions a little bit. Probably going to see a lot of double tight with Ellison and Ingram on the field. And maybe try to get some one-on-one matchups with Barkley coming out of the backfield on some Q routes. Dallas, if you want to, you know, touch on that a little later, I can do that later. If not, I can just inbox you my notes on Dallas because I might have to run back into my job.
That'll work.
Call Steve.
Okay, I guess that'll work. All right, cool. That's cool. That is the Worm, man.
Okay, lit us up.
Yeah, lit us up. By the way, if you're on Facebook, go to the Worm page. Give it a like, man. The Worm has a great page. Always giant fan events, autograph signing. Pick up the Worm. Oh, that means the timer is on. Yeah, Worm sign was just about up. Lit. Oh man, we never got Worm. Matter of fact, Worm, real quick, before we go to Lit.
Mm-hmm.
You're still there. Worm, Giants record. Worm, what's your Giants record this year? 2019.
7-9.
Okay. All right. All right, shout out to Worm. Let's go to definition of Lit. The ninth wonder of the tailgate world. Go ahead, Lit.
Yeah, so, Steve, I sent you a message yesterday after something kind of broke after Giants camp. So this is kind of like my concern, that really more has to do with, you know, the general manager chronically bringing in damaged, injured players. People are just giving David Gettleman accolades after accolades, but, you know, the way I see it, it's like, okay, Gettleman, you got caught with Jonathan Stewart. It's almost like getting caught with a DUI. Okay, I won't do it again. I've learned my lesson. We don't know what really Mike Remmers' situation is, and if he is a no-go, we're kind of in the same situation. You know, Dave Gettleman appearing before the same judge. Hey, what are you doing? This is the same situation. I thought I told you, do not do this. You keep on bringing in your friends, some people who you're loyal to when you were with Carolina, known to be coming off injuries. We're depending on you. You got to play. He was listed as a limited participant. Some people say, oh, he's not a big deal. We don't need him. We got Nick Gates that can play all five positions. No, the point is he was going to be a one-year guy with us to help solidify the right side. And I'm just really kind of frustrated with the fact that we are bringing in his boys that are chronically injured or cannot play. I don't want to see this as a trend. I hope it stops. He learns his lesson and can bring in, with the limited amount of budget that we can, some players that are not coming off injury, whether it be ACLs a la Marcus Golden, Olsen Pierre. That really is my concern with the elasticity of these players coming back off serious injuries. You know, there's some issues now with the cornerbacks. I think Steve, help me out with Hamilton and Baker are possibly injured. That other side by committee, we do have some injuries on that side. I can't fault Dave Gettleman for that. Those were draft picks, and unfortunately, injuries do happen within the nature of the game. I can pallet that. I can't pallet bringing in injured players from last year. But anyways, on to the that's as far as the negative stuff. I'm just looking forward to football this year. Big Blue of Arizona is going to tear up Social Tap in Scottsdale. Hopefully have at least 100, 150 people show up, get crazy, and just start the fellowship there and just let the season flow. I'll leave it with what you asked for, Worm, and I'm going to say the same thing, man. I don't see anything greater than 7-9, and I thank you for having this show and having me on, man. Thank you.
Hey, you got 30 seconds, man. Give us a quick thought versus the Cowboys, real quick, because I'm going to try to get as much opinions as possible.
Okay, real quick. Hey, real quick. Yeah. We are not going to have any pass rush that is going to create any type of hostility on their offensive line. Dak Prescott is going to have ample time to play around with us, to pick his poison. With their line and our lack of pass rush, I think the guy is going to have a monster day, unfortunately.
Okay.
Man.
All right, fair enough.
Man, lit with a corner jump shot right before the buzzer.
Yes,
nice.
He did. Yeah, yeah. It felt more like a slam to me, but that's okay. That's all right.
Nice.
929-477-4171. Thank you, Definition.
Definition.
Looking forward to seeing you pretty soon.
Absolutely.
Hey, what? Yeah,
that's
you're gonna say something?
No, I'm good. No, I'm starting off with
this. Lady Blue is up, girlfriend. I know you got a lot to express, so go ahead. Hey, listen, what's your thoughts on this roster?
Can you give me just 30 seconds? Wait. Give me just 30 seconds. I ordered food and it just got delivered. Hold on. Give me a second.
All right. We'll talk
sorry.
About
thank you.
You ain't sharing the wings. Okay,
sorry,
that's fair enough.
All right, real
okay.
quick, what I'm concerned about, I'm just very happy football's back. Let me tell you, I just 9 months without football.
You?
I've been crazy. My biggest concerns, I mean, no way, everybody on this call knows how much I hate this team. There's no other team in the NFL
boy.
That I hate more than this team.
So
I need us to win so bad, but I am terrified because out of what we have 6 corners and 2 are injured. So out of our 4 corners and our 4 safeties, I don't even know who's going to be playing. I don't know how they're going to keep up. Witten is a giant killer. He has been our Achilles heel the past 32 games. So we need, I mean, Jackrabbit, Fallon, I don't know who's going to be playing against him, but they need to shape up or ship the hell out. And I'm going to say that straight up in week one, because there's no other team that we need to beat than this team, because I hate them so much. As far as running back, they're going to try. I'm praying our offensive line can open up some holes so Saquon can have a hell of a day, only because the Ewok is back and he got a gazillion dollars, but he's also rusty. I want Saquon to outshine that bastard because I can't stand him either.
Okay. All right.
As far as the wide receivers, I think both our Shepherds, if they both play, are going to have a really good day, as long as the other corners and safeties, you know, as long as they can get separation. That's my biggest concern, is separation. And as long as our offensive line can keep people like Taco Charlton and DeMarcus Lawrence off of Eli's butt, you know? I'm very nervous. I mean, we did awesome during preseason. I was very happy with what we saw. I mean, I can't remember the last time we've ever gone 4-0 in the preseason, but that no longer counts. It's
2014.
Gone. It's in the past. Oh, was it? Okay. Oh, thanks.
Yep, 2014. We didn't have a very good season. Yeah.
I just think we need to beat these bastards so bad, but I don't want to get embarrassed. We need to tighten up our defense. We need to hold our stance on the offensive line.
Okay.
And who knows, maybe this will be Eli's last year. And if it is, I want him to go out on a high note. I don't want him to wind up on his ass all season.
So on that note, what kind of record are we going to finish with?
I'm thinking maybe 8-8.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Everyone's pretty consistent. Got a couple of 7-9s and 8-8, so everybody's toeing the line this year. That's cool. And we're all diehards, so we must know something. So that's good enough. Thank you, Lady Blue. And
by the
way, go eat your food, actually. Go eat your food and save me some wings, and I'll be back right back a little bit. 929-477-4171. Split Blue Roundtable. First show of the year. That's a preview against the Cowgirls, as you know. Speaking of that team, I'm going to bring on somebody who just absolutely adores them. Thinks that they're just probably the sweetest.
I'm burning up mad. But my
ever.
Whole thing is, I'm burning up mad.
You know what? Is it,
yeah.
Is that Kristen?
No. Yeah, that's not. Yeah, that's me.
Hi, babe.
You know, hi, honey.
But
you know,
my whole thing
this,
was, I despise.
This thing is
Cowboys.
Brewing. It's been brewing since last year. I'm so tired of these guys talking shit. So we're going to win this one. It's going to be a tough game. It definitely is. They always come out of the gate really strong. It's not going to be a blowout by far. The Witten thing, I think Peppers is more than capable of handling Witten. He's just got to be tight with him. That's it. You can't let this kid get 1 foot in front of you. That's all. Shepherds, I can't wait to see those guys. Evan Ingram, he's going to really take off this year. Gallman, Saquon, I can't wait to see those guys. For me, I think we just need to keep those slant routes to a minimum. We've been doing slant routes for forever, and once we start doing them, we become so predictable, it's ridiculous. So hopefully we can switch it up this year. I hope we go for it on 4th and inches. Got little things like that, 4th and inches, and we're going to kick. Let's go for it. Let's go balls to the wall this year and let's think outside the box and go for it. Go play. Screw the extra point unless we really have to. Solder, I'm still not crazy about. But we're going to look a lot better than last year. Negative energy, all this social media crap is gone. All this bad blood, everybody's kind of settled down now. Nobody's talking crap to each other. Outside noise, which is good. So Sunday, I think we'll be ready to go, and I'm waiting for a much better season than last year. So I would go with 8 wins this year.
So you're going to toe the line as well.
Yeah.
Everybody's being careful tonight. What's up with, okay, I have nothing to say. I'll save mine for later. I'll reserve my thoughts. But I'm a little surprised. I'm a little surprised that you would pick 8, that you would go 8-8. I got to admit. And Lady Blue as well. So I'm a little bit more
optimistic than I was last year, most definitely.
Well, that's true. That's true. Okay. All right. I'll be back to make sure that, you know, if you're like, here we are.
I'm burning up mad.
Yeah, I'll be back. So hold on to that thought. And we'll be right back. 929-477-4171. Yes, you are listening to Big Blue Roundtable. Chris and Steve's back again. This is the preview versus the Cowboys. This is your Madman Professor back on the line. I'm going to head up, and I'm going to look at Frank here. I'm sorry. Hold on, Frank. Hold on, Frank. I got to get Sarge first. Excuse me about that. Sarge, you there?
Yeah, man, I'm here.
What's those thoughts on the Giants roster this year, man, going into the Cowboys game?
I think we're giving too much credit to these other squads that we're going up against this year. And with that being said, you know, I don't remember the last time we had a linebacker core that could cover. And that's been our Achilles heel for who knows how long. I mean, you're talking about Antonio Pierce. You know, that's our issue right there. Somebody said it earlier. If we can contain Witten, which is almost a damn impossible task for us for some reason, we'll have a good chance. With him being out of the league for a year, it should help us. But across the board with the squad that we are putting out this year, I'm pretty happy with it. And the reason why is years past, this will be one of those years where you have a no-name squad across the board on both sides of the ball. Yeah, everybody knows Jabril Peppers. Everybody knows, Dexter Lawrence from playing at Clemson. But there's nobody that's a true standout. And when it's like that, guys can play within themselves and play together. There's no divas. There's nobody trying to get on board, trying to show out. You know,
that's
we
right.
can play together. Mm-hmm. You know, we can play mm-hmm. hungry. Like I said, we're missing Tate for four games. We get it. But I think with Sterling, I think with Russell, I think with mm-hmm. Latimer, those guys are gonna step up. Ingram will step up. I was talking to another Giants fan. I thought he was going to be on tonight, Q. And we were kind of hitting on the fact if Schumer puts Ingram out on the daggone edge, inside the 20 in the red zone and make those defensive backs play him, that's a toss-up. That's a big freaking tight end, basically tight end / receiver having mm-hmm. that opportunity. So then what do you do? Do you cover him or do you look for the slant? You put up over the top. So I'm a lot more optimistic than most people across the board. Because like I said, my take is there can be some cohesive – nobody's trying to show out type attitude. And looking at our schedule, I'm also optimistic there because I think we could run 10-6 outside of the splits with Dallas, with the Eagles, and the Redskins. The only other three teams I see on there that can possibly deal with us or that we should have an issue with are the Packers, the Bears, and the Patriots. I'm not letting no goddamn 5'11 or 5'2" quarterback out of Arizona beat us. That's freaking crazy. This kid's a freaking rookie, and we're giving props to some of these cats. We're playing Case Keenum, Kirk Cousins, mm-hmm. and Dagger Winston, Josh Allen. These are the quarterbacks that we're going up against. And you're telling me we can't put together a strong enough defense on offense to deal with these squads? I don't see it. I see us going easily 10-6. Like I said, I'm a little bit more optimistic, but I'm looking at the first quarter in itself. Dallas, the Bills, Tampa, and the Redskins. We should easily go 3-1. Easily.
Easily.
You know, and if we start off strong with Dallas, our problem, unfortunately, at times as a unit is
the teams we should be crushing are the teams that we fall apart on. But that's all I got.
Hey, man, that's a great analysis, and I'm going to echo it when my time comes. Appreciate it, Sarge. All right, everybody, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Bleed Blue Joe. Check it out if you can't call in. Carl, Chicago, you're up, man. Talk about this game, man. What's your thoughts on the Giants roster and then the game itself?
The roster, you know, I was thinking about this as I was watching the third preseason game. You know, I'm going to need the media guys to find out who some of these dudes were, because I was a little confused for a moment watching some of the guys in the preseason. So I'm going to need to kind of catch up before Sunday. But just looking at the roster overall, you know, there's so many question marks. But the one thing that keeps standing out to me is, let's just hypothetically say it's 3rd and 5 or 3rd and 6. Who's consistently getting to the quarterback? And if you don't have that answer, what's going to happen is the Giants will probably win a lot of first down situations, a lot of second down situations. But how are you going to get off the field? And that is the issue that's at play for all of this, because, you know, we're going to find out, and you'll find out very early, especially in the first game. The Cowboys will probably have themselves maybe 13 third down situations on Sunday. Over, you can give or take the number on that. Are they going to go 4 for 12? Are the Giants going to get off the field? Or are the Cowboys going to go 8 for 12? A lot of times, if you've noticed, if you look at the track record of Giant Cowboy games the last 5 years, look at what the third down numbers are in these games. And I believe the Cowboys are something along the lines of 50 to 60%. It's some number like that. And so that's where the issue comes in. And, you know, the two previous callers made a very good point that we should probably talk about this now, is what do we think about the coach? Because that is an issue here. You know, last year there were a lot of questionable decisions that the coach made in-game that we kind of looked at and scratched our heads and said, hey, what's going on here? And as we progress here with this guy, are we saying that this is the coach that is going to lead us from point A to point C, which is where we all want to go, point C being playoffs and eventually a title? Or is this guy simply a stopgap on the road to eventually finding the right person? Is Pat Shurmur the guy that we look at him and we say, you know what, I put my full faith in this guy? Right now, I don't know the answer to that question. And if I don't know the answer to that question, then I have very serious reservations about a lot of things
that
are going to happen.
Can he beat the Cowboys in week one? Can he beat the Cowboys in week one?
Okay. No. I think the Cowboys are looking at this game. They are completely overlooking the Giants right now. They know that this whole, like, for instance, this whole Ezekiel Elliott thing, they believe that they could just simply show up and beat the Giants. They really believe that.
Okay. So, Carl, what are you looking at as far as their record this year?
I think they start out 2-2, and I think they eventually finish at 7-9. I think November is where this whole season kind of turns.
Okay, and the Achilles heel will be probably what? What are you looking at?
Defense.
I'm just curious.
Defense.
Okay.
The defensive line. Because we got two things here. You got one, I don't know how the run defense is going to – I'm hoping it's going to be improved, but right at the line of scrimmage, if you're not going forwards, you're going backwards. And can the Giants push offensive lines around? I don't know the answer to that. Right now, that's wait and see.
Okay. All right, Carl. Appreciate you, man.
Right.
Okay. My man, Isaac, up to bat. Same
hey,
question,
boys.
Basically, same analysis. Thoughts on the Giants roster?
Well, you know what? How can you really evaluate this roster when you didn't see him play any preseason games, any of the starters who are on this roster, and the quarterback didn't play? I mean, you can't evaluate – who knows about any of these teams going into week one, really, because nobody plays.
Let me ask it another way. If you assess this roster just looking at the depth chart, and you have been a long time, as you have been, a long time Giant fan, you know what they're capable or incapable of, what do you see? That's what I'm asking.
Well, there's not a lot of special players. I mean, it's more team first kind of players. I mean, it's an average roster. It's not above average in depth. I mean, it's a work in process. You know, we got taken over in the last 2 years, got rid of a lot of Jerry Reese's guys, salary cap issues, mistakes with signings and stuff. So right now we're a work in progress. Now, offensive line, this could be one of the best offensive lines we've had in the last 5 or 6 years, especially on the right side. I mean, it should give Eli or whoever's that quarterback an opportunity to throw the football. Receiver skill set, I mean, I think we're decent with Shepard and Ingram, but nothing after that until Golden Tate comes back. So, I mean, it's not that much to plan for because you could take away a lot of that. So I believe we'll be scoring probably in the first couple weeks, maybe if we're lucky, about 21 points per average in the first 4 weeks.
Okay. And, wow. All right. That's being optimistic on your part, am I right?
Yes, 100% optimistic. I mean, it's going to Dallas week one, the crowd in a frenzy. Not these guys haven't played together really out there, so who knows. But the positive, if you want to look at it, out of the five openers under Garrett that we played them, the Cowboys haven't beat us more than a touchdown but one time. So if we keep the game close, who knows. Get the game to the fourth quarter, put the ball in Eli's hand, and who knows, maybe we can walk out of there with a field goal and win this game. But, you know, I'm not really optimistic about that. But who knows, you know, the game, they got to play the game, and if we don't make mistakes, and who knows, Barkley can find some holes in that defense there. Maybe we can do some positive things there.
Okay, so but what are you looking at as the season record here?
Seasons when we are not expected to do anything, those are the years we do anything. Now, optimistically, I'm thinking we're a 9-7 football team. Realistically, we're probably a 3-13 football team.
3-13 football team. We are that morose? You really think so?
Well, I think we're good enough we could beat Arizona. And we can probably beat the Dolphins because, you know, they're throwing everybody out the door and tanking for the quarterback next year. I mean, Tampa Bay, who knows? I mean, new quarterback guru over there and Arians. I mean, who knows where they're going to be. But, you know, until we see Tate out there and we see Eli actually produce the way he once did, you know, it's hard to really be that optimistic about this team. Now, maybe if Jones –
All right. There we are. All right. All right, thanks, bro.
Thank you, guys.
I don't know what the hell happened there, but here we go again. All right. Well, okay. All right. You're in the right spot. Big Blue Roundtable. Preview against the Cowboys. Frank, you go ahead. The floor is yours, and then I'm after you. Do your thing, man. How you doing?
Yo, what's up, man? You never got back with me, by the way. But anyway, let's go.
We'll talk about that another time. Let's go another time. But let's go back with this. The thoughts on the roster right now.
Not looking at the full team, you know, which you never do, I guess, see him in preseason. I'm thinking we're going to do a little bit better than last year. That's pretty much the way I feel. I'm just glad Giants football's back and football's back, period. I hope they do better. I hope the morale's better. I think somebody said something about, I think it was Carl said something about with Schumer. If we go back to that thing, Steve, I know you're listening to this. I hope you are. If we go back to that, remember, Schumer is probably there for one reason, and the reason being is because Gettleman is not being told, but the Maris are sitting back, and Gettleman's just running the whole show and saying, yes, we're going to put this guy for now. So, again, the Maris ain't got nothing to say. You know what I mean? This is Gettleman's team. Gettleman's going to run it the way he wants to run it. That's just the way it is. So I don't think Schumer's the right guy for the job either. But I will say the Giants will win one more game than they did last year. That's my prediction.
Okay. All right. And so this game, this Cowboy game, did you have an outlook on that?
It's week one. I mean, it's tough to say. You know what I mean? Everybody's coming out. They're going to gel together. I mean, practice, now it's real go. I mean, I don't look at anything until like week three or four, to be honest, personally. I mean, I want to beat the Cowboys? Yes. That would be one of the six games that I hope we win.
All right. Fair enough. All right. That was Frank, everybody. So let's see. We got, 4-7-9 and a couple of 2-8-8s, and my man Sarge went with the 10-6. And I'm going to go with Sarge. I'm going to tell you why. let me just talk about this game. I think they're going to be pretty – the Cowboys are probably coming in pretty loaded on the offensive side. They got a new coordinator, Kellen Moore. I don't know if that means anything exactly, but their offensive line is finally healthy. You know, their play calling and their offensive mindset is probably their strengths there. You know, I think it was Kristen – no, was it Lady Blue that said that Witten is back. I don't think he'll be the same juggernaut as he was before. I think the Giants are more mindful of what's happening. Being that this is year two of the James Betcher era, and last year they scored about 56 points in two games on us. I don't think this, that'll happen this year. All right, that's that. I think that on the other side of the ball, when the Giants have the ball, I truly don't think that number 10 will be looking over his shoulder. I think he is wise enough and seasoned enough, despite the fact that he never really says anything, to know how to beat this team that he's going to play against. He's got a 500 record against them, which is fair enough for 15 years or whatever the hell it's been. Okay. The talk about the Giants offense is that Cowboys defense is built on speed and getting to him, you know, and that shit was exploited last year with the Rams in playoffs, but that's okay. We've got Saquon. And we've got a few other things that make us a little – and, like I said, Eli's experience factor that make us a little bit more wiser than we did last – than we were last year. Now, enough of that bullshit. The truth of the matter is the Giants are going to be 10-6. They've got – they have no fucking divas, and they don't have any whiners on this team anymore. This is basically a brand-new team with not a lot of egos and not a lot of rushing and pushing there. These are guys that are going to play together and find cohesiveness right in the first quarter on Sunday night, and you're all going to see it. Okay, they're going to probably run, at worst, they'll be 3-1 at the end of 4 weeks, and then we'll be changing our tune right here on this very show on a Thursday, okay, talking about, oh, I'm surprised at this, oh, well, this is weak, or I didn't think he had that, or when are they going to put Jones in, and all that other stuff that Giants fans do. We do this shit all every year. We talk about what our deficiencies are before our strengths. We talk about what we can't do before what we can do, and yet we have forums like this to express ourselves. So if we're going to be any kind of optimistic going into a season, this is the season to do it. You have this, the post-Beckham era, okay, and it's almost the end of the Eli era. This is the time you have to look at shit and say, okay, what are our strengths? Can we build off that? I don't believe that Sherman looks like the conventional Super Bowl coach, but then again, neither was Belichick 20 years ago. You never know what we can pull out of our hat up there, man, at East Rutherford, man. You know, I know we have a hell of a fan base, and I know we have a hell of a goddamn stadium. I know we have a hell of a franchise. I know we have a hell of a team. I'm looking at 10-6, and I'm looking at a split down the middle with everybody in the conference. I mean, in the division. So that's the end of that. Azul, you are up.
All right, man. I'm going to get to the e-stakeholders, the e-table from the Bleed Blue Show page. Check out the Bleed Blue Show on the Facebook fan page, the Bleed Blue Show. Of course, Bleed Blue Show also on Instagram. The inbox and thoughts on the table. So shout out to Paul. I'm going to read out his comments and everybody else's comments. He says, I think the roster is as good as it can be, as expected. My only issue is the depth at wideout. As for the record, I envision the Giants to be around 500. It sounds about 8-8. Matchup with Dallas, if our defense can hold up against Elliott and Dak, I see a low-scoring game, no stupid turnovers, and we can pull out a W. He says, if this team can go 500 and build on that in 2020, I'm fine with that. The team is built to win down the line, not to win right now. Shout-outs to Paul, man. Shout-outs to Lisa. Lisa says, Lisa says, I like the roster for the sheer fact that the camaraderie is already as far beyond anything we've had in recent years. Record-wise, I see us at 8-8. This is a trap game for Dallas, so the Giants can take week one. I'm still watching the defensive backs as I am not confident as they are solid and special teams is abysmal per usual. More thoughts after the game. Shout outs to Pete, man. Pete says the Giants still need to address certain positions. I like the improvements we've made on the O-line. I'm curious to see how the pass rush will or won't be. Record this year, I'm going to say 7-9 at best. We will make the playoffs next season, though. We match up okay with the Cowboys. If we can create a pass rush, we have a chance. We have some fresh talent at defensive backs and linebackers. I agree. No, I don't agree with the linebacker part. But anyway, we can beat the Cowgirls and we can minimize the mistakes with the football. We have a slim chance to make the playoffs depending on Eli's protection and his decision-making in the red zone, which is a concern of mine. Shout-outs to Pete. Shout-outs to Ed. Ed says, if Eli doesn't look impressive, don't wait, pull the plug. Defense needs to rise up and be much better, and the O-line needs to perform. And don't forget, we still need a pass rush with 5 exclamation points. Let me get to Quentin's comments. Quentin says, shout-outs to Q. The Mass, he says, the rusher to watch out for is Lorenzo Carter. I said it for 2 years. I originally wanted Roquan Smith. Carter is just as good. He says DeAndre Baker's the secondary is a huge plus. He shuts down half the field. He will be a beast. And he says the Giants could go 10-6, enough to potentially win the division if we go 4-2 within the division. We need to win the first division games against Dallas week 1 and Washington week 4. That is great. From the E-table, Chris. My thoughts, because we got to get to our pick-ems, I say 7-9. I probably would have leaned 8-8, 9-7, had Golden Tate been there for the full 4 games. I think that's a vital wide receiver piece that could have led us to at least 1 or 2 games. Sterling Shepard, to Lady Blue's point, as far as coming off injury and no reps, probably wouldn't have reps in the preseason. Nonetheless, I'm kind of seeing things how Litt and Worm and Carl are seeing it. I've seen 7-9 because of the lack of the pass rush. But, Chris, we don't have time to spare. We only have about 12 minutes. We got to get into the pick-ems,
yeah,
man.
Let's do our pick-ems here.
We got Packers at Bears, Bills at Jets, Rams at Panthers, and, of course, Giants at the Cowboys.
Let's start at the top.
Let's see. You go ahead. I'll play maestro and all that. But we'll start off.
Right, let's start with the worm.
Let's get the lit. What's definition of lit? Definition of lit. So what?
Well, not first.
I would never leave this show.
Of course you wouldn't.
I would never leave this format.
Okay. Let's swing into it. Maestro, please.
All right. Packers at Bears.
Packers at Bears.
We're gonna go Bears.
Okay.
Bears.
Bills. Bears. Bills at Jets.
There's gonna be an upset. Bills are gonna upset.
Okay. Rams at Panthers. I think that's a tough one.
Rams.
And of course us at Dallas.
I think Dallas is gonna win by 4.
Now, can you explain on why they were going to win by 4? So when people make their picks for the Giants and Cowboys, give your explanation why or why not we're going to win. Why the Cowboys?
Basically, we're an expansion team going up against an experienced veteran team. That's pretty much it. We are an expansion team with rookie second-year players going up against a highly a veteran team. And that's the best way I can explain it.
Well, I hope they must have some talent if they're going to lose by 4. Okay. Thank you, Lit.
Lady Blue.
Is it Worm?
Lady Blue. Lady Blue.
Oh, Lady Blue? Lady Blue in the house.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Go.
I'm going to make it real easy for you. Bears, Bills, Rams, and Giants.
Thank you very much. And why Giants?
Because I think it's about time.
I'm playing with you.
No. Because it's about time we beat these pricks.
Okay, there you go. That's a good enough pick. Thank you, Lady Blue. Appreciate it.
Go to the worm.
The worm. Where are you?
Hey.
Hey.
Chicago.
That Bears? Yeah, good.
Buffalo. The Lakers defense.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to go with
Rams at Panthers.
Rams, and then I think Dallas is looking past the Giants, and I think the Giants sneak one out.
Very good. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate you. All right. Tristan.
Okay, I don't care about any of that shit. All I care about is beating Zeke, getting in that ass, and sacking Dak. That's it.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm lost. I'm at Carla.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, Carla is up. Sorry about that. My bad. Go ahead, Carla.
Yes, sir.
Packers, that's your favorite Bears there.
Give me Chicago.
You're in Chicago. Okay. The Bills are at the Jets.
Give me the Jets at home.
And the Rams are at Carolina.
Is Newton playing?
I think he is. I think he's going to start.
Okay. I know he got hurt. You know what?
Right.
Give me an upset on that. Give me Carolina at home.
Okay. And Giants in Dallas.
Dallas plus 10.
Lord, have mercy. Alrighty then. Thank you very much, Carl. Moving
All
on
right.
to who
Sarge.
Is up next? Sarge,
right.
Sarge, where you at?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Packers up there.
Aaron Rodgers is on the comeback season, so let's call it, because he got a new coach. He's going to throw off a sneaker.
I didn't hear what you said, bro.
I got the Packers.
Can you speak up, Sarge? Can you speak up?
I'm here.
Okay, yeah.
You got
it? Say one more time. Packers at Bears, what now?
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is going to do something in the fourth quarter. Got a new coach. Got something to prove. Just because.
Okay. All right. What about the Bills at the Jets? I'm sorry.
Jets and the Bills. I don't give a fuck. I hope it's a tie.
Okay. Rams at Tampa.
The Rams.
And the Giants are in Dallas, as you know.
There's no way I can do anything but go to the Giants.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Isaac, up the bat.
Packers, Jets, Rams, and you know what? Why not? Let's go Big Blue.
Thank you. Perfect. Love it. Frank, where you at?
The Bears, the Rams, the Jets, and Dallas by 14.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and say the Packers, the Jets, the Rams, and Big Blue. Steve?
Yeah, I'm going to go Bears. I'm going to go Jets.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go... Wow. You know what? The Rams might... Wow. I'm going to go Rams. And I'm going Cowboys. I think the Cowboys are going to win. I just think when it comes to the Cowboys, before we go around for final thoughts, man, I think we're going to have a problem sealing the edge because going against Lyle Collins, going against Tyron Smith, I just don't see it coming, man. I mean, maybe not this week with Lorenzo Carter or Kareem Martin or Marcus Golden. If we do win, it's going to come from that. But you know what, Chris? There's one matchup I do want to watch, and I think this is an underrated matchup nobody's talking about with the Giants fans. I want to see Dexter Lawrence versus Travis Frederick. I think Dexter Lawrence could take it, man. What do you think?
That's going to be the next Dre Hand, John What's-His-Face battle.
Yeah. John Runyon.
John Runyon's battle. That could be forever, man, because... Okay, you're talking about straight gut there, and you're talking about who wants to provide which hole where. So that makes sense. I think, though, I just want to add this before we move on. I also think that in order for the Giants to win this game, Evan Engram has to have an 8-catch game with a touchdown. I think that makes sense because he's a nightmare completely for that team. Their linebackers are too slow for him, and their cornerbacks are way too small for him. I think he's got something. And I think I think what's going to happen there is that Eli's going to be wise to exploit that matchup. That's all I got to say. So, final thoughts for everybody, Steve, all the way around for it.
We're going to go for final thoughts. I want to say one thing real quick because you already know how works. We have the previews every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Immediately after every Giants game. So after the Giants game and the Cowboys game end, Giants-Cowboys ends around, I don't know, a little after 7 maybe. We'll be on for the rant or rejoice line. But, Chris, you know what? We're going to set off the season right. We have Vic lead off the show, legendary stakeholder, God rest his soul. But we're going to make this a crow game. For all those who are picking against the Giants, we're going to make this a crow game. A classic crow game. Set off the season right.
What?
we're gonna make it a crow game. So
oh
I'm on.
God,
I'm on. I'm at this table. Frank and Carl and Lit. If the Cowboys, if they lose, we got a lot of crow to eat after the game. So serve up, save up. Is it, I guess, a keto diet protein for that crow for us if we get it wrong.
Give me the big plate.
The big plate. All right, let's get some final thoughts, Chris, man, because we're out of time, man. Chris,
right.
About 30 seconds from now.
All right, real
30 seconds.
Yeah, let's get real quick final thoughts here. Lit, give us a nice 30 seconds, please.
2.5 days until the season starts. Let the tailgate and go.
That's it.
Ninth wonder of the world, the tailgate world, man.
That's right. There he is. All right.
There it is.
Thank you, Lit. See you soon. Lady Blue.
Lady Blue.
I think the Giants are going to surprise everyone this year with how much better they're going to be because, with the exception of the Golden Tate scenario, we have no more drama.
Damn. And I didn't think that was drama either. But I will see you soon as well, my dear. Thank you very much. Lee Blue. Shout out to Lady Blue. Kristen?
We had a good flag football season. Let's carry it into regular season and let's do some damage and prove everybody wrong. Go, Big Blue, all day long.
All day long. Wow, shout out. Okay, Carl, are you up there?
Yes, sir. The Daniel Jones watch will start the second the first interception is thrown, if it happens on Sunday. They will pan to him on the sideline. You will see it. You will see it. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be out there. It's going to be looming over the season for the first 4 or 5 games. And I know what maybe we just mentioned about no controversy, but I'm telling you, if that is out there.
Hey, I can't argue with it. I can't argue with it. You got it. Talk to you soon, my friend.
I know.
Isaac. Or was this, you know what? You forgive me, Sarge, if I jumped over.
Boys.
But,
Boys, yeah?
Go. Yeah.
Hello?
Final thought.
All right. I'm going to tell you what. Make your reservations for Miami now, and I'll see you in Miami. Giants, Patriots, Brady, Manning, round 3.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. It's like a Rocky movie.
Boy, do I
you
love
got
that.
A trilogy.
That's the soundbite of the show. I love it.
It is.
Thank
it
you,
is.
Isaac.
Shout out to Sorry. Isaac, man.
The shout out. Sarge, you up to bat real quick.
Yo, your boy fucking Zeke is either going to be a shit show on Sunday or he's going to have a career season. I'm betting on a shit show. So we're going to make it do what we do and go from there.
Yep.
That fucking 90 million is going to look like 90 cents.
Bam. There's a fungus among us. Lord have mercy. Oh, okay, my bad. Good luck. Frank,
shout out to Sarge.
Give us very big shout out. Frank, go ahead and do your thing.
Daniel Jones, week 5.
Okay. Fair enough. Listen here. My final thought is that we're here. And that's a big thing. And we got to do this constantly, over and over again. We have to do it all 16 weeks and then some. Shout out to everybody that's going to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Stitcher app, Apple, everything. YouTube, this is the Bleed Blue Show. Steve and Chris, Giants Roundtable. Steve, take the phone, please, sir.
Man, I want to say shout outs to all the stakeholders. First of all, God rest his soul to, once again, the Honorable Vic, who's you know, for the last couple of years, we start off every regular season with his voice, an old soundbite of him. Shout outs to the Worm. Shout outs to the Lit. Definition of Lit. Shout outs to Lady Blue, Kristen. Shout outs to Carl. Matter of fact, as far as Carl, go to bigbluechicago.com, man. For bus and tailgate tickets, November 24th, Giants at Bears annual road game in Chicago Soldier Field. Go to bigbluechicago.com and get your bus and tailgate tickets, by the way. Shout outs to Sarge. Shout outs to Isaac. Of course, shout outs to Frank, Chris, and Steve. We'll be back after the Giant Cowboy game. I wanted to say one more thing as far as the other events, man. Tampa, September 22nd, the invasion part,
yes.
And of course, the homecoming game, October 20th, Cardinals at Giants, man, MetLife Stadium. Sangre, also, great episode, guys. We're going to be sharing it all over the platforms. Please feel free to share so your voices could be heard. We represent the Giant fan base, no doubt, man. So, Andre, also, Chris, we got to go. We'll be on right after the game on Sunday. Giants at Cowboys.
Stay up, Bahamas.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep bloop, 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 bleep bloop.